On the first warm day of spring, I can remember my son saying, "Ready for a little baseball, Dad?" Well, 'twas the season, although that early in the season, we usually ended up stuck in the mud somewhere between home plate and first base. Now, he didn't ask about playing baseball if it was fall or winter. No, now he always had like a strong sense of season. By the same token, the first cool day of late summer, of course, that brought a predictable question. "Ready for a little football, Dad?" This is the same son, of course, that got upset when he saw Christmas items up before Thanksgiving, or phone calls when he was studying, or homework that he had to do on weekends. Yeah, I didn't want that. And see, this kid had, and actually still does have, for that matter, a strong sense of what season it is. And there's actually a lot of sanity living in the season. Yeah. I'm Ron Hutchcraft. I want to have a word with you today about a strong sense of season. Now, a word for today from the Word of God. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Let me read some excerpts to you. "There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under heaven. Time to be born, a time to die. Time to plant, and a time to uproot. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to tear down, and a time to build. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. Time to mourn, and a time to dance." It goes on with a list of life's times, and then concludes in verse 11, "God has made everything beautiful in its time." Well, the message of Ecclesiastes chapter 3 to me is this: know what time it is. Know what season it is at this point in your life, or your month, or your week. And then really do what it's time to do, and don't mix up your seasons. When it's time to work, really work. When it's time to fellowship, really fellowship. Just don't mix it all up. Now, I know some people who talk for probably half of their work day. Well, when it's fellowship time, yeah, do that, but don't mix that with your work and vice versa. When it's time to play, really play. When it's time to be home, don't bring your work home with you. Really be home. When it's time to be at work, don't keep doing personal stuff. When it's time to pray, block out everything else. Maybe that's why Jesus told us to go into a closet to do it. When it's time to listen, drop everything else and focus on that person. If it's time to finish something else before you listen, get that done and schedule a time when you really can listen. When it's time to study, don't talk. When it's time to unwind, don't study. Get the idea? It's like the Bible says in Colossians 3, whatever you do, do it with all your heart. I have a friend whose employees' wives are on the warpath because their husbands are coming home forever late from work. Guess who they blame? The boss and the company for overworking their men. Well, the fact is, what the wives don't know is that these men are taking extended lunch hours for gym time and shooting the breeze much of the day. They waste as much time as they work. And then they have to work like crazy at the other end of the day. And then guess what? They can't be the fathers or husbands they need to be. I like what the Bible says. Again, whatever you do, do with all your heart. I really like what Jim Elliot, the missionary martyr, said: wherever you are, be all there. See, things don't work as well when you do them out of season. Each day, each week, has seasons in your life. Well, do with all your heart what it's time to do now, at that moment. And then it says God makes everything beautiful in its time. I'll tell you, life's a lot more peaceful when you live with a strong sense of what season it is.
Thanks, Ron. Hey, friend, discover the power of your hope story. When we get to the finish line of our lives, we want to say, "I made a difference." You can. Many lives can be touched by your life forever. That's where your story comes in. Check out the free online video series, Your Hope Story, hosted by Doug and Ron Hutchcraft, now available at yourhopestory.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.